My research is managing nitrogen in a no-till corn production system with a zero rye cover crop. The Chesapeake Bay watershed encompasses six states along the eastern coast of the United States. 23% of the land use in this region is in agriculture, as shown in the yellow color. The number one contributor of nitrogen pollution entering the Chesapeake Bay is from agriculture, with about 38% of nitrogen pollution entering the Chesapeake Bay being from agriculture. This has detrimental environmental effects on the Chesapeake Bay, such as eutrophication, leading to hypoxia. Strategies to reduce N losses entering the Chesapeake Bay are to reduce tillage, increase fertilizer efficiency, irrigation, and cover crops. Cover crops address water quality issues in the Chesapeake Bay region by increasing nitrogen scavenging after a corn production system, increasing water infiltration, and decreasing soil erosion. They also provide many other agroecosystem services. The Maryland Cover Crop Program was implemented to address water quality in the Chesapeake Bay. Within the Maryland coastal plain, about 80% of nitrogen from cropland moves through groundwater, which eventually ends up into the Chesapeake Bay. The Maryland Cover Crop Program incentivizes farmers to adopt the use of cover crops by providing a monetary incentive. This promotes early planting of cover crops, and there is a bonus incentive payment for using cereal rye. This focuses on fall soil and dynamics by scavenging the nitrogen that is left in the corn in the production system. The cover crop program allows for a March 1st termination date, which leaves about 6 to 10 weeks before planting of the cash crop. This is a great deal of time that before the cash crop is planted that there could be possible nitrogen loss from the system. My research is focused on cereal rye because not only is it incentivized in the Maryland cover crop program, but it is also the most dominant used cereal cover crop in the United States, with about 45% of farmers who use cover crops are using cereal rye. I'm looking at spring soil and dynamics and how the termination timing of the cover crop in the spring affects nitrogen mineralization versus immobilization. If the cover crop is terminated early, there is a low C:N ratio and nitrogen will be mineralized in the soil, whereas if the cover crop is terminated later, there will be immobilization in the soil as the C:N ratio is greater than 25:1. I'm also looking at how the nitrogen moves through the soil profile. The objectives of my study are to evaluate the effects of cereal rye termination date on deep soil end dynamics, corn end uptake, and corn end use efficiency under irrigated and non-irrigated production. Specifically for today, since I do not have all my data analyzed yet, we'll be focusing on looking at the effects of cereal rye termination date on deep soil end dynamics. My experiment takes place at the USDA ARS Beltsville Agricultural Research Center in Beltsville, Maryland. This is a split plot experimental design with in a no-till corn soybean rotation with every crop phase present every year. There are five replicates and it is in a Hamilton loamy sand soil, which is moderately well drained. This is the first year of a two-year study. The three cover crop treatments for my experiment are no cover crop, early kill cereal rye, and late kill cereal rye. Early kill cereal rye is defined as Zadix growth stage 30 at tillering, and this is about, and it was terminated 43 days before planting corn. Late kill cereal rye is defined as Zadix growth stage 55 at mid-heading, and this was terminated 6 days before planting corn. My methods were I collected cereal rye biomass sampling in a half-meter squared quadrats at early kill, which is tillering, and at late kill at mid-heading. I also collected deep soil cores to 100 centimeter depth, and these were then depth structured. The three sampling events for the soil cores were at cereal rye tillering, cereal rye mid-heading, and at corn growth stage V4. The cereal rye biomass at time of termination showed a significant difference between the early kill and the late kill. The early kill was at about 1,000 kilograms per hectare, whereas the late kill was at about 2,700 kilograms per hectare. The corn grain yield showed no difference between the no cover crop treatment and the early kill cover crop treatment at tillering. However, there was a slight decrease in corn grain yield at the cereal rye late kill, which was at mid-heading. I will now be showing the effects of cereal rye termination date on inorganic nitrogen distribution in the soil profile. The y-axis shows the depth structure, which 0 meaning the surface down to 100 centimeter depth, and the x-axis shows the soil inorganic nitrogen split into 3 panels. The 3 panels are mid-April, when the early kill cover crop was terminated, mid-May, when the late kill cover crop was terminated, and mid-June, which represents corn growth stage V4. In mid-April, there was no difference between the early kill cover crop treatment and the late kill cover crop treatment. There was, however, greater inorganic nitrogen available in the no cover crop treatment throughout the soil profile, which could possibly be lost from the system or could be available for corn and uptake later in the season. In mid-May, there's very little difference between the early kill cover crop and the late kill cover crop, but again, there's more inorganic nitrogen available in the no cover crop treatment. Mid-June shows the largest amount of inorganic nitrogen available in the no cover crop treatment, with the second largest amount of inorganic nitrogen available in the early kill cover crop treatment, and the least amount of inorganic nitrogen available through the soil profile in the late kill cover crop treatment. I will now be showing the same data, but I've separated this into the three cover crop treatments as the three panels. So the three panels represent the no cover crop treatment, the early kill cover crop treatment, and the late kill cover crop treatment. Again, the y-axis is 0 to 100 centimeters deep, and the x-axis is the soil inorganic nitrogen. In the no cover crop treatment, there's an increase in inorganic nitrogen over time, except for in the top 20 centimeters, there's no difference between the inorganic nitrogen from mid-April to mid-May. For the early kill cover crop treatment, there is an increase in inorganic nitrogen over time from mid-April to mid-June. In the late kill cover crop treatment, we also see the same pattern of an increase in inorganic nitrogen available from mid-April through mid-June. However, you would expect to see that there should be a decrease in inorganic nitrogen from mid-April to mid-May. This is due to the cereal rye cover crop still taking up nitrogen before it was terminated in mid-May, so you would expect to see a decrease in inorganic nitrogen. I believe that we did not see this pattern due to the precipitation pattern in this area at this time. Between late April and early May, just before the late kill cover crop was terminated, we nearly broke the record number of consecutive days receiving rain. We received rain for 12 days straight, and these were very cloudy days, Therefore, there was not much photosynthesis, and the cereal rye was not taking up as much inorganic nitrogen. The conclusions to my study are that the no cover crop allows the greatest opportunity for nitrogen loss through the soil profile. The early kill cereal rye has no effect on the corn grain yield. However, the late kill cereal rye has a slight decrease in corn grain yield. Lastly, the inorganic N uptake by the cover crop is largely dependent on the weather at this time. Future work for my study are to quantify the soil moisture effects due to cover crop treatments and how termination date affects corn N uptake from the cover crop treatments. I would like to give a special thank you for everybody who has helped me and supported me at the USDA and at University of Maryland. And also thank you to USDA ARS Area-Wide Funds for supporting the infrastructure of the long-term experiment that my experiment is embedded into. Questions?
Good time for questions. Question in the back.
So the question was, what was the fertilizer management? And we put down 50 pounds per acre of UAN fertilizer at time of planting and 100 pounds per acre of fertilizer at side dress. The question was, what do I think the reason for the decrease in corn grain yield was for the late kill cereal rye? I believe that it could be due to the precipitation pattern of this region, and perhaps there is immobilization of nitrogen. But due to future work, I'm going to see how much N was taken up by the corn versus how much N was taken up by the cover crop. Any more questions?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.